mushroom complex, which I thought was really interesting.
Uh-huh.
And everyone needs fish oil. And he gave those as the four things that are crucial for any nutrition plan. And plus this Dr. Oz, as I listen to him, he uses this psyllium and flaxseed in his shakes in order to to keep a person regular.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got the psyllium just recently. And have you ever tried that, anyone?
I'm using it.
How do you use it?
Well, that Nature 3 has psyllium in it.
Oh.
It's part of the fiber that I use.
Okay.
So I take Nature 3 every day. It's got oat fiber, apple fiber, and psyllium in it.
That's right. Judy and I wanted to order that, but we'll get around to doing it. That works really well, does it, for you?
It does for me. Well, it helps. It's just part of the formula things that I do.
Yeah, well, I was just really interested to hear him say that the Asian mushroom complex is very crucial for any nutrition program. So, and you know, for me, on Meekin's mushrooms, no, it's dynamite for any allergies that I have or any... if I start to get sick, I just increase to 6 or 8, and it's gone by the end of the day. So, it's just incredible how I didn't know there was a crossover as far as other people understanding what Asian mushrooms do for the health of, you know, a person. And I'm up to 4 capsules on Meekin's, and I just don't want to go without it.
That 4 capsules. I each time when I went on my seminars, I had run out of that, and so I was trying to stay healthy without that. And I cannot stay healthy without my mushrooms. I absolutely have to have it.
Yeah. What do you start getting? A flu? Getting colds?
Upper
respiratory, same here. Yeah.
And so I ended up with asthma medication last time. I couldn't do it. I can't stay healthy with that. I try Airborne and all that other stuff over the counter to try to stay healthy, and I cannot stay healthy. I've got to have my mushrooms. I do 4 a day on a normal basis. If I feel something coming on or if I've been exposed to something, I up it.
Mm-hmm.
But 4 a day is my base with those. I just got to have them.
According to Dr. Weil, that's a necessary requirement too. WEIL.
Yeah.
He has a good nutrition section at any of these nutrition stores.
He's also online.
Yeah. Anyway, you got a new person. It sounds like here.
Yes, we do. Well, let's finish going through the list of people that we have on the call and make sure that we have everybody covered. So we can do that. Judy, did you try anything new this last week?
No.
Okay. That's okay. And let's see, did somebody else join us?
Good morning.
Oh, it's our good silent friend out.
Good to hear your voice, though, Steve.
Hey, good to be heard. I can hear everybody else.
Are you on the train again?
What's that?
Are you on the train again?
No, actually, I'm sitting in front of my computer at home. It's my birthday, and I took the day off.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for sharing part of your day with us.
Well, you know, there's many friends that I miss, and you are among the group.
Oh.
Okay, I'm back. My phone died. I went out to the kitchen to change it. And, anyway.
Steve's birthday today.
Oh, cool. Well, let's take care of that. Steve, did you want to do points, too?
No, I really haven't been keeping track of them.
Okay, well, then we won't do that. Well, it's your birthday today?
It is.
How are you going to celebrate?
I'm going to go to the doctor and get poked and get prodded and get, no, just, I'm taking the day off of work, and I'm going to clean my house, and I've got Ruth Williams coming to my house next week, and so I've got to get busy.
Okay.
So I'm excited.
Ruth coming or
Dennis
coming?
Dennis is in Pennsylvania and Ruth's coming to Utah, so.
How cool.
They've got a new leg out of California, the McGees, that are just really awesome, neat people. And I've met Bob. He's come to the wellness preview here in Sandy Draper before. And they're just setting the world on fire, and Ruth and Dennis are just helping them like crazy, and they have a daughter, I believe, that lives here in Orem, and so what a blessing to us, because that means Dennis and Ruth will come to Utah.
Oh, wow.
And so we're actually meeting with some people that are on a wellness mission to the church also next week, so that's exciting.
Well, so then your change of hours from evening to day, they're good then that you can join in with that.
Well, yeah, I haven't been able to go to wellness previews for about 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
Consistently, because I had a heck of a time trying to find trades, and it just didn't work out, so I just gave up. And so for a while I was holding them in my home, and then that stopped, and so now we are doing other things. So.
All right.
So Carol just finally sort of just quit on me, so I'm now she's getting more interested again after she's had a disastrous year with her work and then being frozen out of the process of the new people. They've just totally replaced her, and so not letting her do. I think the number 3 or number 4 seniority holder in her company now at this point. She's been there a year and a half. They've gone through 700 people, and she's about number 4 or number 5 in the seniority, but they won't put her in a... They want her in a mentoring position, but because of her age, they want all the younger people in there.
Yeah.
And they won't let her have a management position, and she's just frustrated that she's worked so hard to do all these things for a year and a half, and they're just slamming the door on her.
Well, another reason for you to get your NACAM business built, huh?
That's right. So
you won't have to work.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's sort of fun.
Good.
So anyway, I'm excited. Apologize for breaking into your call. It sounded like you were talking about fun, good things.
We were just going, have you ever used Hakaima?
No. Have no idea.
It's a Mexican fruit vegetable that looks like kind of like a potato. Well, I don't know. It's turnip, potato. You know, it's a root vegetable.
Okay.
It's just good. It's sweet, and when you cook it, it stays firm like a chestnut does. When I do stews, my husband likes me to put that in the stew because it just stays crunchy. It doesn't, and it's sweet, so it's good. And what I like to do with that is to cut it in strips and put it on a condiment tray. It just make a little like carrot sticks or celery sticks, that type of thing, and it just is good. And I don't but I can't find any information on it as far as in the books, the zone books, as far as how many carbs it has and how loaded it is and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to do some more research to find out if it's okay. And I've just not done that research. It's not that I don't have the books and the way to look that up. I just have never researched it because it's not something that I do all the time. But I'm familiar with it and have used it, and it tastes good. So I just wondered if you'd run into it. And you're a little bit more adventurous with some of your cooking than I am. So I thought I tend to be so stable. I do always the same thing all the time. So.
Yeah, me too, unfortunately. How do you spell that?
Sharon, do you have it? J-A-C-A-I-M-A? Yeah. I think that's right. J-A-C-A-I-M-A. And it is,
and
you'll find it in that. Now that you know what to look for, you'll find it where the vegetables are in the grocery store.
Okay, I think Jicama?
Yeah.
Jicama. Okay, yeah, I've had it once before. Yeah, I really like it.
Yeah, it is yummy. I just don't know where it stands. I've heard Hakaima and I've heard Hikama. I just am not sure which is the right way to pronounce it. It's very good. It's yummy. If I can find out any information on it, since Sharon brought it up, I'll try and see if I can find out how much. I'm thinking it would be similar to a potato as far as the way it counts because it is a root vegetable and it's somewhat sweet. So, but I'm not sure about that until I look it up. Did I miss any new foods from anybody on the call? Trying something new. Okay. Well, we all know that desserts are a fun part of doing things. We like our desserts. And so I thought that maybe a different way of doing something that's common that we like just might work. So he has a lemon meringue that he uses. And I just thought, well, let's see how this works and how to make it work. I tried something like this, similar for a lemon meringue thing, when my dad was alive and he loved lemon meringue pie, but I knew that he couldn't do the crust. And so I didn't want to do crust either, so I got some custard dishes. And I made the lemon meringue, except I used real lemons and cornstarch and made real lemon pudding, really lemony like my dad liked it. And then I put it in the custard dishes and then I made my meringue and put it on top. Well, when I was looking through the books, one of the books is called the Top 100 Zone Foods. And in this list is lemons. He talks about lemons being ideal for flavoring everything, and they're widely used. He adds them, Dr. Sears adds them to his condiment list because most of us can't stand a single lemon in one sitting. They're a great source of vitamin C, though, and the juice from one lemon has about 50% more of the RDA of vitamin C. So it's a powerful antioxidant, so it's really quite good for you. They're also a good source of what they call limonene, which is a citrus oil that's shown to thwart cancerous tumors in animals. So then lemons are also rich in terpenes, which controls the production of cholesterol. So to get the most juice from a lemon, you put them in warm water for a few minutes. Did you know that before squeezing them?
Mm-mm.
And if your recipe calls for grated lemon zest, wash the peel before you grate it since it contains pesticide residues. So you just want to wash it carefully, and I wash mine in pie water, and I have a vegetable brush, and I scrub it, and it just, it's amazing how much healthier it is. Same with oranges, when I get oranges. Now, this next year, we're not going to be able to buy lemons and oranges, if you believe what you're hearing on the radio, because of the freezes, and the citrus crops in California are destroyed with this weather that they're having down there. But I think Florida is probably still going to be okay, and I think they're a larger producer, so we'll see how it affects the prices. I'm suspecting they're going to go up. Anyway, he has a lemon meringue dessert that he talks about in here that he puts together a little differently, so I thought I would share it with you. It calls for 2/3 of a cup of apple juice, which is 2 carbohydrates. It calls for the juice of a half of a lemon, which is a half of a carbohydrate, and then a half a tablespoon of agar flakes, and then a teaspoon of lemon extract, non-alcohol glycerin-based lemon extract, and then a teaspoon of sugar, which is another half a carbohydrate, and a teaspoon of arrowroot powder dissolved in a teaspoon of water, and that's going to be your thickener. I use cornstarch, but he's using arrowroot powder, same thing. And then 4 ounces of extra firm tofu, and that's going to be, I don't know what my dog is seeing, but she's barking at something, which is going to be your protein for this, the tofu, extra firm tofu. And then 2 teaspoons of olive oil, and that's going to be your good fat. And then in your, you're going to heat your oven up to 400 degrees. You're going to combine your apple juice, your lemon juice, your agar, your lemon extract, your olive oil, and your sugar in a small saucepan and simmer it until the agar dissolves, which is going to be about 5 minutes. And then you're going to remove it from the heat and add your arrowroot, stirring it until it disappears. And then you're going to pour that into a blender and add your tofu and blend it until it's smooth. And then you're going to pour that in your small oven-proof dishes or a miniature pie plate. I use the oven-proof dishes and put it aside. Then you're going to beat your egg whites with cream of tartar until they're stiff and add your little bit of sugar and beat it a moment longer. And the sugar that comes for that meringue, you use 4 egg whites at room temperature and just 1/4 teaspoon of cream of tartar and 2 teaspoons of sugar, which is another 1 carbohydrate. Okay? And then pile the meringue into the lemon filling and bake it 5 to 7 minutes until it's golden. And that serves 4 people. Okay, so your carbohydrates total are 4 carbohydrates total. So this is just a 1 carbohydrate snack, and it's 4 proteins total. I mean, so it's balanced with what it has in it. And it comes up a 1 carbohydrate snack for 4 people, which is nice, huh?
Yeah,
like to have be able to have a lemon meringue and be totally zoned and have it be just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
that out of his which book?
That came out of the book called The Top 100 Zone Foods.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that it's good, I mean, I read ahead of time. So mm-hmm. I just figured, hey, let's try some new things every once in a while. And it is the end of our call time for today. Judy, Mary, are you going to be home today?
Yes, I'm home.
Okay. I will come out your way with the books.
Okay, can you call me before you go?
Yes,
it's
Sharon.
Hard here in this house. It's like it's soundproof. I can't hear most of the time, even
okay.
if someone's knocking.
Yes, I can do that.
So let me know. Okay.
And Sharon, what do you need?
I just wanted to tell you on the corner of Empire at Crestline,
uh-huh.
there is Bargain Giant,
uh-huh.
and that they have really good produce there. It's a family-run store, and you might want to check that out.
Okay.
Anyhow, they have Fuji apples for 49 cents a pound.
Oh, yeah, that is a good deal.
And
okay.
you can get stalks of lettuce for $1, I think they're $1.68 now, but it's for the whole stock, not for the pound.
Uh-huh.
The pound. And anyhow, you might want to stop. It's on Empire and Crestline.
Okay. Great.
So, okay. Just wanted to let
right.
you know that.
All right.
That's where I got that, whatever we were talking about.
So. Okay. Yeah, the Hakarma.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever we were talking about. Well, I will do a little research on that and see if I can find out how it counts so
okay.
that we'll know that. And
we
then
appreciate
we'll
that.
Go from there. All right, have a great weekend, everybody, and I will talk to you all on Monday, and Mary, I'll see you a little later today.
All right, thank you, Jackie. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.